Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio's Do the Right Thing Right with your host, Phyllis Wilson, the Do Right Guru. We may not have all the answers, but we'll help you find them. We're coming to you live from Houston, Texas, as we do every Thursday at 12 noon Central Standard Time. Our format is 30 minutes to allow for a short lessons learned application regarding ethics. For call-ins, dial 646-478-3840 or interact in our chat room.
Hello, and welcome to Blog Talk Radio's Do the Right Thing Right for Thursday, January the 8th. And I'm your host, Phyllis Wilson, the Do Right Guru. I may not have all the answers, but I'll help you find them. And I'm coming to you live from Houston, Texas, and I want to wish my audience a very happy new year. I also want to remind our audience for call-ins to dial 646-478-3840, or you can interact in our chat room. And today's guest is Steve Williams. And thank you, Steve, for being on the show today.
Thank you very much for having me.
Great. Listen, Steve, I want to get in because we're going to have an exciting show today. So I want you to tell my audience a little bit about your background.
Well, I am a dating and relationship coach and a sex coach. And I teach men and women the truth about relationships and what they need to do to have better relationships.
Okay. And how long have you been doing this?
I have been doing this since over 20 years. I kind of started in high school, but I wasn't getting paid like I was now. I was just getting money. But once PayPal came into effect, I really kind of took it more seriously, and now I'm able to help men and women all over the world with relationship issues and stuff. So it's great.
Oh, wow. That sounds exciting. Well, listen, have you ever faced an ethical dilemma, either personally or professionally, that you'd like to share with the audience?
Yeah, well, I can say from one of my clients a dilemma. An individual that was in a bad relationship, he was a good father, and he loved his children, but he was in a bad relationship. So, you know, having to be honest with him, I guess, because he wanted to know, you know, I want to stay with my child, but am I doing more harm to my child being in an abusive, bad relationship? Is it better that I leave the situation and see my child outside of that? So to me, that was one of the hardest decisions, you know, one of the hardest decisions I had to let them know, let my client know to leave, even though, you know, it was tough because, you know, I know how important children are to some fathers and stuff like that. But, you know, no child needs to be around that type of environment.
Wow. So you advised him to leave.
Oh, absolutely. What I believe in as a man is that you have to be a man first above all things.
Wow. Well, in your years of experience of coaching people on relationships, what do you find that men or women have the most difficulty in relationships?
You know, it's funny. They both have. They both do. They both do because on one end you have guys that are afraid to talk to women, scared, they have fear and all these other things. Then on the other side you have women that have those same things, but they are so plugged into this matrix of what they think they need to attract a man, and it's those things that are doing more harm to them than good. So here I am, I'm coming along with a pill saying, take this pill, unplug yourself, and see the world for really what it really is. So, you know, I would say in that question, it's both of them.
Okay. Why do you think that women tend to fall for the bad guys?
Well, it's not really the bad guy. It's the behavior of saying the most powerful word a man can tell a woman, and that's no. See, I'm a nice guy. But the reason I'm called an a-hole and a jerk and all these other things, a bad guy, a bad boy, is because I have certain standards that I live by. And it's those standards I live by. If you try to change those standards, we have a problem and an issue. And those are the reasons why a lot of bad boys get called bad boys, because of the standards and boundaries they have of being able to tell a beautiful woman who's always been told yes, no.
Okay, I see. But we don't see it that way. Women don't see it that way.
Not supposed to see it that way.
That's true. I was reading a little bit about you, and one of the things that piqued my interest is you said that, not you said, but I read that you feel like that women should put themselves first, or men should put themselves first in a relationship.
Always. I'm down the line with both individuals. It's all about me. I believe being selfish is the greatest thing in the world, because I love me. I love me so much, sometimes I want to go to the police station and put a restraining order on myself, because all I want to do is follow myself, look at myself in the mirror, and do all those things. So when you have that kind of mindset, putting yourself first, what happens is you set up this barrier to not let drama come into your life, because that's one of the greatest rules that I have for men and women, living a drama-free life. But that's what I mean. That's what I would tell any man. It's about being selfish. I mean, I'm giving to those who deserve it, but as far as me, I come first, period, except in the bedroom.
And I'd like my audience to know that Steve is married, has been happily married for 15 years, and so he's not a single man given – single men, single women advice, but he's a man that's been there and done that. Is that correct, Steve?
I have been there and done that. I was the guy in the second grade that kissed a girl. I was a guy in the third grade that got caught in the bushes. I was a guy with the babysitter at nine. I was the whore, slut, and gigolo. I was that guy. But that's why I'm trying to tell you, I've been where a lot of you are going through right now. But now I'm on the other side, and that's why I'm doing more teaching now, because I'm retired. I'm out the game now. So, you know, I'm married now, 4 children, happily married. We don't argue. We don't fight. There's no arguments and fight in my relationship. So I'm trying to show people that in this world of Ashley Madison, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, that you can have a serious relationship, what I call a mature relationship.
And can you have a – I heard this is a saying that I've heard, and I want to get your thoughts on it, but the saying is that all relationships end some way or another. Do you agree with that?
That all relationships end some way or another? Well,
either by death or breaking up or go ahead.
Well, all things must come to an end at one point in time. But the way I've got a system set up to help people out that the problem is everybody's looking at relationship as a whole. What I try to do is I break it down into its parts of meeting and dating, then the relationship, and then moving in together, and then engagement and marriage. And between every one of those parts, you have to have these things called powwows. And that's what people don't do. And like you said, yes, all things must come to an end one day. But the way the system works is that if we don't see eye to eye on things that I see eye to eye on, like, for instance, no male friends, that's one thing. If you want to get in a relationship with me, no male friends, and you want to keep those guys that still want to sleep with you on the back end, then guess what? We can't move on from the meeting and dating phase. We'll just stay where we're at. But most people keep moving on unless they have problems and issues, divorce, breakups, and cheating.
Wow. So So do you think, well, now a person could argue with you, Steve, that you said to be selfish, to
yes.
love yourself first, and
yes.
a person could argue that that's what's wrong with the world now. Everybody's out for me, 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 me. How would you respond to that?
Not necessarily true. I think everybody's out for them, for other people. See, the problem is a lot of people are not happy. And what they do is they look to other people to find something in them that they can't give them. And that's happiness. You can't buy happiness at Walmart or Target. And if you could, let me know. Maybe they sold out. I don't know. But what these individuals do is they feel like, okay, I'm not happy, so I need to find someone that will make me happy. And then when I find that person, he's not really making me happy. She's not making me happy. But for a woman's perspective, you know, he's got to buy me this to make me happy, then give me that to make me happy. And I'm still miserable. And I go through life and every guy the same old cycle. See, being selfish is not a bad thing. It's saying that I love me so much that I'm creating a standard to that I'm going to live by, and anybody that wants to have anything to do with me is going to have to live by that standard. Let me give you a for instance. Toyota. I'm just throwing it in. Say you work in the company of Toyota. Do you think Toyota cares about what's going on in your life as far as, you know, bad things happening or you're having a bad day? Do you think Toyota cares about that when you're sitting there for that job interview?
No.
Do you think, okay, that's what I'm saying. So Toyota's saying, okay, well, if you want to get on my company and be a part of my company, here are my rules. Either you're going to abide by these rules, and you might be able to get in the company, depending on your behavior and how you dress and how you act, or you're going. And that's what I'm trying to say. It's very simple what I'm trying to teach, but yet a lot of people complicate it because it's too simple.
Wow. So do you believe in love, Steve?
No, I believe in respect. Women fall in and out of love all the time. y'all might love cats one day, and what is it? Not just Ludacris one day. You fall in and out of love. I do not want a love relationship. I want respect. And that's what I demand. It's not a want. It's a demand. I demand respect. Because I'm going to treat you the way I want to be treated, and if you treat me any way different than that, or you take my kindness as a form of weakness, you're gone. That's how simple this is. You are gone. That's it.
Hmm. Hmm. Wow. I think that. I don't know, some of my listeners might be wondering the same question, but it seems like, I know it's because of the way society has trained us or indoctrinated us, that you have to have love in a relationship. Yes, respect, but love.
Yeah, and it's the same thing that you... Right, but it's the same people that also tell you that, oh, couples fight. That's a part of a relationship. You have to have your ups and downs and issues and problems. What I'm trying to tell you, the way my system is that you don't have problems. Why? Because as long as you do the different stages, then you won't have the issue when it comes to living together or marriage on the back end. Because if you and I are dating and everything's going great and we're ready to take this to the next level, guess what? Now it's time for the powwow. Now it's time for you to tell me your expectations of a relationship, and I'm going to tell you my expectations of a relationship. And guess what? If we don't meet each other's expectations, then we're going to fall back. I'm not going to ask you to change. I don't want you to change. I don't want you to change for me because later on you'll blame me for it. So if we can't see eye to eye, we will remain booty calls. That's what we do. And then, I'm sorry, ladies, that's how it works a lot of times. You want the ring, but you're just not worth the ring.
Hmm. Wow.
Now, I can lie and say, yeah, it's all about love and holding hands, but, I mean, we want the truth, right?
Right. Wow. Well, so we have somebody in the chat room that wants to know, do you believe in online dating?
Well, not necessarily online dating. Let me tell you why. Because as a man or as a woman, the person that you're talking to is a facade of what you are really going to meet, because people nowadays are very good at hiding behind words and pictures and phrases, and some people know how to say the right things online, but when you get off of that matrix again and meet them face to face, that's not the person you met, or their behaviors are totally different from the person you met online. And one thing, as I would tell women, you have to be really careful about who you talk to online, because a lot of these guys are really crazy. And I would tell any woman that if you are going online and you started an online date, do a background check on that individual before you endanger yourself. And like I say, I'm for both sides, but it's all about being honest.
And so you would tell women that, and what would you tell men? The same thing?
No, not necessarily do a background check on a woman, because as a man, I know what we men want. What I would tell men is be honest with the woman and let her know what you want from her and let her make the decision after that point. The problem is a lot of males, and I won't say men, but males, they're what we call wolves in sheep's clothing. They will sit there and lie to a woman. They will backdoor them with friendship. They will tell them everything they want to hear just to have sex with them. If you really want sex with her, be honest with her. Let her know what you want. And then from that point, let her make the determination. Even before I got on the computer, that's how I lived. Now, don't get me wrong, and don't be mad at me, ladies, but it got me more sex, being honest, than the lying, and I don't lie. So I'm sorry, just keep it at 1,000.
Wow.
But that made me the boy and the jerk right there. See, all that connects, because not too many guys are going to tell a woman what he really wants and let her make the decision on that.
So do you think most men want sex, just want sex?
Ladies, if you think the man that you meet wants to take long walks with you down the beach, look in your eyes, sit you on a boat and paddle while you're holding the umbrella, or you're on one end of the one in the wheat field and y'all run into each other's arms, well then I've got some magic beans I want to sell you. These magic beans will grow a beanstalk if you think that when a man sees you, he's going to automatically say, wow, she's got a great personality. Wow, she's got 12 or 15 degrees. No, ladies, they want to sleep with you. The problem is a lot of these males don't know how to go about telling you they want to sleep with you. So then they give you drinks and dinners and things like that, which I am totally against. I do not believe that you should spend that kind of money to have sex. I don't believe that for both sides. I believe women should not accept gifts, money, drinks, or dinners with anybody they're not interested in. Matter of fact, I'm going to shock you. I believe women should buy guys drinks. How shocking is that? I believe women, yes, I said it, ladies, sit down. I said it. You should buy the man a drink.
Why? Why?
Because it separates you from the pack of other women. You won't believe, ladies, if you went and offered to buy a man a drink. You wouldn't believe how shocked he would be, because then it shows the man that you're not out about getting a free drink. It's not about money. It's not about free dinners. It's to see if we are compatible. See, that's the thing I'm saying. I'm trying to show that I'm outside the box with this mindset. See, everybody wants to say, well, it is about you, like we said before. But when you want to meet somebody, especially as a woman, you're in competition. And that's what I guess women don't understand. Don't think. Matter of fact, can you snap your fingers like for 3 seconds, please? Can you snap your fingers real quick? Let me make a point here. Snap your fingers for me. Okay. You know what that noise is?
Skin rubbing against skin.
No. That noise is saying to a man that every second there's some 18 or 19-year-old chick that just became legal. So if you are giving me any kind of drama or any problems, I don't need to mess with you. I can go find somebody else. What I'm just saying is if you want to be outside of the box, instead of outside the box, come back in the box and do something different that separates you from all the other women out there.
Mm-hmm.
I know you said no. I know. No, you like that.
And so, I would think that if I went and offered a man a drink, just because of probably my, I don't know what kind of drinking it's called, but I would expect him to say no, thank you. Let me buy you a drink.
And I will say to you, who told you women to think? All you got to do is follow the playbook. That's why you're in the problems you're in right now, because you're thinking and overthinking too many things. What I'm saying to you, and if you don't believe me, ladies, do the homework assignment. Go ask any guy. If you're at a club and I walk up to you and offer you a drink, how would you react to that or respond? And I guarantee it's going to take a second to think about it, because it's so far out of the box, because a lot of these men feel like, you know what, I got to spend all this money on her. I got to do all that. I better get something out of this. And if they don't get something out of it, they get mad. And then that's where they try to just get the booty and go, because they feel like, you know what, why do I have to put all this money down to show her that I'm a good suitor for her? That's what I'm trying to show you women. You got to be outside the box here, ladies.
Hmm.
I know.
Wow.
I got you quiet. It's like, what?
For my listeners, I know that there's women out there that are listening to the show today, and I encourage you to dial in or at 646-478-3840 or interact in our chat room to ask Steve some questions about relationships and this is all part of doing the right thing. You know, it's important that we as women and men, that we take these relationships seriously and that we understand the importance of having solid relationships on solid ground. So, Steve, tell me, do you think that in a relationship somebody has more power than the other person? Like, do you think men have the power or women have the power?
Well, I won't necessarily say men have the power, but I would say the man is the head of the household. Man is head. Mm-hmm. Man is head, mm-hmm. Period. It doesn't mean he has more power than you. It means, ladies, and if you're standing up, sit down, and if you're sitting down, stand up, because I'm about to say something that might hurt your feelings. You have to realize this, and I will say this like a broken record. Ladies, he's not going after your last name or your ring. So you need to get it out of your mind and think that it's about you. You are trying to get on his last name and get on his roster. And I'm not trying to be mean. I'm only trying to be honest, because it's not like you're not trying to get his last name. Everything you're doing is to get his last name and his ring. Am I correct?
Correct.
There you go. So, ladies, it's not about you. Like I said, you're on a job interview right now with him, and you're on the other side, and what you bring to the table is very important, and it's not just about your body. It's so many other things, ladies.
Hmm. Wow.
I got you really quick. You weren't expecting this kind of thing, huh? You weren't expecting this.
Wow. I mean, this is deep. Steve, I mean, I'm sure for my listeners, they're wondering, now, who is he? What right does he have to say that? How does he know? Steve, do you think that this mindset is prevalent about being the head is prevalent is there a difference in cultures? Like, you know, for Caucasians, do they feel that men feel the same way?
See, what I'm showing you doesn't have a color or ethnicity. It's a mindset and behavior. So this works with everybody. The problem is, if you notice, the divorce rate is high, the women having all these children outside of wedlock, you got all these things that are happening right now. And here I am. I'm just piping. Listen, ladies, I used to be that dog, that jerk. But when I met my wife, 1999, we got married. She cannot, and how many women can say this with their husband? In 15 years, it's still like day one. She can't walk through the door, bend over, take a shower, take her clothes off without me feeling, touching, and making her feel special. I will drive 45 minutes to get her favorite popcorn. I'll drive 30 miles the other way to get her favorite fresh break apricot bread. Why? Because I love to see the smile on her face. Matter of fact, ladies, she thinks this is weird, and you might think this is weird, but I tell her every day I can't wait for us to get old and have gray hair and sit on a porch together. How many ladies can have a man to say that kind of stuff? That's what I'm trying to tell you. I'm talking about mature relationships here. Nothing fake, honest, and mature.
You know, Steve, I know several women, and I use that word several to not mean two or three, but several women who are engaged in playdates with various men. What are your feelings about playdates?
Why are you wasting your time, ladies? I mean, ladies, I get you cattle drive these men to these play dates and these meetups so you can find new best friends to eat ice cream with and complain about guys like me. I get it. But if you're looking for a relationship, having a play date is not going to work because you're doing the same thing that the guy is doing, and y'all are both lying to each other, putting your best foot forward and not letting them see the real you. Let's be honest here, ladies.
So in your working with men and women, do you find that there's a certain age group that tends to fall into the trap of not being honest in relationships? Do you think, you know, once a person gets older that they stop playing the games and stop looking for the ring?
No, they're always looking for the ring. They're always lying. You know, I'm not trying to be mean, but 40's not the new 20 and things like that. Ladies, y'all got to stop that stuff. That's not attractive. But there are 50-year-old women, 60-year-old women still doing the same thing, expecting a different result. And I'm giving you a simple system. I have a radio show. I'm giving them simple solutions to men. Simple. Well,
so,
I got you really quiet. I got you full.
So, Steve, if someone wanted to get in contact with you to find out about your...
Okay, ladies, I am creating a new site right now called Unlock the Man Code, but if you want to get in touch with me, you can get in touch with me within the next hour because I'll create that. It's going to be info@unlockthemancode.com. And that we're working on the site right now, but once we get it going, we have the radio shows and videos for you women. I'm just going to tell you what men think. That's all I'm going to do. I'm not trying to be your buddy or your friend. I'm just being honest with you, unlike the Steve Harveys and the Tony Gaskins of the world.
Okay. Well, I want to thank my audience for tuning in today, and I want to thank Steve, I really thank you for joining us today. Next week's show, we'll have another guest who talk about an ethical dilemma that he or she faced. So I invite my listeners to tune in next Thursday at 12 noon Central Standard Time. And remember, I'm your host, Phyllis Wilson, the Do Right Guru.